somebody gave me this morning. I don't know if I put it in my pocket. A calendar leaf from today. It's by Ernest Hemingway. And if there is not any such thing as a long time, nor the rest of our lives, nor from now on, but there's only now, why then now is the thing to praise, and I'm very happy with it. Maybe he forgot that later. It's easy to forget that there's only now. Not a personal fault of yours if you forget. It's the human mind. And ultimately, there's nothing personal in it. It's the human mind. And when you forget, something else takes over, obscures the aliveness, intelligence, the joy that is inherent in now and in life, which are one. Then your life situation becomes more important than now. Assumes an importance that ultimately it doesn't really have. And the life situation exists within the polarities of high, low, good, bad. And its characteristic is also that it's incomplete. Something needs to happen before I can be myself, is the belief. And when you suffer, that's a good indication that you've lost the now, so to speak. You can't really lose it, but it can be lost to you. It's still there. You don't know it. And the deep meaning of now is one with what we sometimes call presence, or what we sometimes call space consciousness. Because the now is deeper than what happens in it. And the now is not separate from who you are. The one factor that remains the same throughout your life. It's now. And so the ability is there in you now to step out of the stream of mind. That's your life situation, what I sometimes call object consciousness, the story, the narrative, which is problematic. There's probably not a single person in this room whose life situation is not to some extent problematic, and if isn't problematic today, wait until next week. You may have a little interlude of not life is leaving me alone for a moment. And that is fine. It's in the nature of phenomenal reality to be like that. Atoms coming together, colliding, coming apart. The dance of form. It's only problematic from a personal sense of self, from the perspective of a personal sense of self. And your whole personal sense of self is bound up with problems and things to be worked out. Need to think about this. It's so easy, as it probably happened to Hemingway, to see the truth to have limited access perhaps to the dimension of space consciousness. Hemingway was a creative writer, so within that field he had access to that and he had insights, and then it's easy to lose that and your entire attention becomes absorbed again by object consciousness, the story. So here, presence arises from within you. It's being pulled out of you as you sit there. It responds to something that it recognizes here, which is itself, that essential consciousness where we are all one, the unconditioned recognizes itself. And that feels good. It likes that. It comes forward. And you're now able to step out of the stream of mind in your everyday life. The moment you notice that suffering or unhappiness have taken over, or fear or stress, they're all forms of suffering. This is the only, that little ability to step back into that space of now, that space of now, the moment you notice you've gone away, and that you will go, of course, you will go astray, sometimes for a few hours, you could even go away for a few days, unlikely though, anymore, it could happen. And it's always waking up, the qualitative difference of being present compared to being immersed in compulsive thinking is enormous. It is like waking up out of a dream. That's the dream of thought. And that is a wonderful thing, to discover that possibility in your life, to step out of that dream and awaken. Perhaps, probably now, without the need for some challenge, because that can be very helpful too, to wake you up when you've been drifting along. And suddenly something happens. Life presents you with a big challenge.